You're listening to SBS News.
New research is showing there's a significant link between dementia and hearing loss. A report by the Hearing Care Industry Association shows that compared to people with normal hearing, the risk of developing dementia can be up to 3 times as great for people with even mild hearing loss. Matthew Grounds is a senior audiologist with Expression Australia, a hearing loss support agency. He says because of hearing loss, people often withdraw from society, sometimes without even realizing it. He explains the link between dementia and hearing loss.
People with hearing loss are often working harder to hear in situations. So they're actually taxing their brain at a higher level just to hear conversation. And anyone with a hearing loss will tell you it can be hard work. So, you know, there's a theory that we may be using so much brain energy on our hearing that we're taking away from other resources like memory and other cognitive functions.
A government report says about 1 in 6 Australians suffer from hearing loss, and this number will potentially increase to 1 in 4 by 2050. The Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children reveals that of these, most could be avoided by using cochlear implant devices. Professor Catherine Berman of Macquarie University Hospital says managing hearing loss with the use of hearing devices is important.
Because hearing loss can result in reduced quality of life, with loss of connectedness and making it harder to maintain relationships, we've seen hearing devices keep people connected to their friends and family and their community, and it's also good for your cognitive function. We encourage people to have hearing checkups regularly, and if required, have hearing aids or cochlear implants.
Contrary to hearing aids that just make sound more audible, a cochlear implant can help provide an individual who is profoundly deaf or severely hard of hearing with a sense of sound. Kylie Chisholm is from the Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children. She explains how cochlear implant works.
It's got two parts. It's got external processor, which is one on the outside, and it's got an internal part that the surgeon puts under the skin at the time of surgery. And that internal part has an electrode array that goes down into the middle ear. And the two parts together work to transmit the signal from the world, so a sound signal, through the cochlear implant into the inner ear, and it stimulates the hearing nerve or the auditory nerve directly.
Run by the Institute, the Sydney Cochlear Implant Program is holding free information sessions at various locations around the country. Ms. Chisholm says people shouldn't just accept hearing loss when there's support availability to help them.
So all of our assessments and our post-op care for people who have a cochlear implant is at no charge to the client. And then we work with them to explore funding options for surgery.
Now in his late 50s, microbiologist Alan Edwards received his first cochlear implant in 2017.
I love being busy, and that is really one of the things that drove me to get a cochlear implant, because without them, I don't think I'd be able to talk on the phone. I mean, it's not perfect, and I still have to sometimes say, excuse me, what did you say? But it's so much better.
Mr. Edwards believes cochlear implants are a personal choice, but he prefers them over hearing aids.
For me, hearing loss was quite painful. I didn't just miss bits of words, but it was physically painful. But the hearing aids were so loud, they were giving me a headache. It was very uncomfortable. So for me, the cochlear implants are fantastic because they've really, really helped me.
Sheetal Singh, SBS News. We'll be right back.